The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
After weeks of escalating tensions between India and Pakistan, India launched airstrikes on Pakistan. The attack claimed the lives of 26 people, and the Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has condemned the strikes, calling the attack cowardly and unprovoked. Joining us now to explain what's going on is Saurav Das, a freelance journalist based in India. Saurav, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Now, will you tell us what provoked this in the first place? Because it goes back to an attack on tourists.
Absolutely. So about 15 days back in Kashmir, which is the point of conflict for many decades between India and Pakistan, terrorists infiltrated and killed about 26 people, 25 of them Indians, after identifying their religion, basis Hindu or Muslims, and killed Hindus mainly, out of which one of them was also a Muslim. So once that happened, our intelligence forces actually identified that these terrorists were linked to terror outfits based in Pakistan. So post that, there's been a lot of tension, palpable tension between the two countries, because India has held Pakistan to be responsible for giving shelter to many of these terror outfits. And as a result of which, cross-border terrorism has again come up as a major issue between the two countries.
Now, did Pakistan at any point promise to do something about sheltering these terrorists? And the particular group is called Lashkar-e-Taiba.
Absolutely.
Did Pakistan say, we'll deal with these people, or what?
Even though there have been promises that, because this is not the first time that such an incident has happened, the most famous one was 26/11 back in 2008. Pakistan did promise to do all it could to check what is happening on the ground, but nothing really has come out of it. And hence, you see, in the past few years, the relations between the two countries have really soured because of the kind of cross-border terrorism that India has been witnessing on behalf of these terrorist groups based in Pakistan. And the recent attack is also, you know, linked to those terror outfits there.
Now, the nature of the exchanges between the two countries, I mean, these are not just rifle shots across a border. This is much more significant, the kind of missiles used by India, and then the response from Pakistan, who claimed to have shot down Indian aircraft.
Absolutely. So this was this happened sometime post midnight. It was about a 25 minute long operation which had targeted about 9 terror camps across the border. Although the missiles were launched from within the territory, there was no infiltration as such by Indian forces. But the targets were placed anywhere between 8 kilometers to 100 kilometers from the international borders. So the precision attacks, as the army is calling it, the Air Force is calling it, has actually led to killing of 70 terrorists as per official estimates. And many of them have been close, you know, members of the family of Jaish-e-Mohammed, which is one of the major terror outfits based in Pakistan. And today we have seen, you know, Pakistan has also engaged in cross-border firings, as a result of which we have seen 36 people being injured, Indians being injured, living in border states. And there are several casualties also on our side. Of course, there are reports that the Pakistan military has shot down multiple aircrafts belonging to India, but there is no confirmation yet on those reports from the Indian government.
Saurav, is this likely to escalate, or will moves be made? I'm not sure which of the major powers might intervene here to bring about a truce of some kind.
I don't see, I mean, of course, both the countries are nuclear capable, so I don't see major escalation happening. But, you know, there are different kind of wars that could be played here. So India began, one of the things that India did was play the water war, because the Indus River Treaty, the water treaty signed between Pakistan and India in 1960, was suspended by India post the terror attack. And as a result of which, India can now, you know, release water when it wants to, does not need to share data with Pakistan, which can eventually lead to floods during monsoon season or, you know, dry spells during summer. So that is a kind of war, water war, if we may call it, that India can play. But of course, we have seen many of these countries abroad, including Australia, UK, the US, everybody asking for peace to be maintained and de-escalation. But Pakistan, on the other hand, has actually promised in their official statement that they would, you know, avenge the casualties that have taken place on their side of the country. So things are very, very tensed here. The entire country in about an hour or so is going to go under mock drills, you know, military mock drills. The Prime Minister is meeting the President of India. The President is the titular head and is the supreme commander of the armed forces. So I'm sure the Prime Minister is briefing the President about the operation and the plan of action. The Home Minister of the country, the Interior Minister, is actually holding high-level meetings with all the bordering states of India. So that includes Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, on the west side, on the east side, the West Bengal. So there is a lot of, you know, movement going on.
Well, the tension is absolutely palpable. Saurav, we'll keep in touch with you, and maybe you can bring us up to speed as the conflict will either escalate or de-escalate in the coming days. But thank you very much for joining us from India.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.